This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I really do love you. You just drive me crazy. All right. I think it's 16.
Hey.
Yeah.
Are you talking?
Yeah, I've been talking.
Which?
We can hear you too, so. Turn up.
There we go.
Program 2.
I can still hear the station, though.
You got to turn down something else in there, then. Try turning off buttons until you can not hear the station anymore. Y'all, this is a janky operation. Now, actually, the studios are really nice, but trying to get two different studios to talk to one another, it's different. I ain't used to it. You hear me?
I can hear you, but I hear it over Whitney Houston.
You need uh-huh. Peepaw to come in there?
There we go.
Oh, wait. I didn't even hear that. I think y'all can hear the music. I don't know. There's so many damn buttons in this place.
I can hear it.
I know you got it, but I don't know if I can hear the music right now. It's too much. It's too much for old Peepaw over here, man. I'm too old for this game.
Peepaw.
Welcome to number 16 of the Uncensored Podcast, Creamer and Jess style. Jess feels like her boyfriend's being too nice to her.
No, I don't. You're such a dick. Absolutely not. I literally was like, I'm really happy because he's been doing super nice things for me. And leave it to angry-ass Kramer to spin it around in a toxic-ass way.
Let me ask you a question.
I did not say that.
I want to ask you a for real question. I feel like something happened. I feel like all garage boy talk, like, ceased. And I feel like maybe something happened.
What do you mean?
Because like I've been asking about y'all for like the last couple of weeks, and everything that I've asked,
you know what
like,
it is? Up? You literally like, nah. Dig and dig and dig for like negative ass shit. And like, what do you want me to tell you? That he like puts toothpaste on my toothbrush when I wake up in the morning?
I think as a radio professional in Market 25, we need to hear about your relationship. We're
totally.
Curious about your relationship.
Yeah, but
and it doesn't have to be bad stuff. But
exactly,
I feel like I haven't heard.
Make it bad. You always try to turn it and make it bad.
I said it was cute. I'm like, that's a cute idea.
No, you're like, so what is he doing wrong? And I'm like, he's not doing anything wrong.
I didn't say. Let me move this chair. Hang on. I didn't say it was anything wrong.
Yes, you did.
I'm just saying it. I think it's a little peculiar.
Exactly. Here he go. There
well,
it is.
I can't
folks.
Have an opinion.
Go ahead. Say what you gotta say.
No.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No. I mean, this is life.
Mm-hmm.
This is real life.
Yeah, sure. Scorned one. Share what you think.
I'm just telling you, and I'm not the only one that thinks this.
Go ahead. Tell me.
855. We'll start off with a phone number today.
Go ahead.
855 Kramer Jess.
Yeah.
Tell Jessica, somebody tell this woman right here.
Yeah.
That if your man
is treating you the way he's supposed to, something must be wrong.
No, I'm saying if he starts acting particularly nice, there could be something going on.
Mm.
I didn't say he's doing something wrong. I'm saying, Jess, present the situation. How about we start from the beginning?
So probably like, when did he start doing this? I think maybe just like in the past couple of weeks, he's been like in the morning, he takes vitamins and then I take vitamins. But like since he gets up maybe like 20 minutes before me,
yeah,
he'll like lay out all my vitamins too, and I started waking up and I was like, oh my god, that's so nice. And I make a big deal out of everything because no one's ever been this nice to me before. I've never been in a like romantic situation where I have felt this appreciated and like beautiful and respected. And so like anything he does, and I that's probably really fucking sad, but anything he does, I'm just like, thank you for putting out the vitamins for me because no one's ever done that. So I don't know if he's doing this because he almost gets like, he's almost like, he thinks it's hilarious by any and every single fucking reaction that I have. And then he started, like, I woke up this morning and then he put out my toothbrush and he put toothpaste on it. And I was like, oh my God. And then I'm going to start crying. I was like, what the fuck? And then last week he started, because he'll make breakfast, and then he started making me some because usually I have like a protein shake or whatever. And then last week he like made 2 boiled eggs and like just put out some toast with like no butter on it. It was dry as fuck. But I was like, oh my God. And then this week he made me like an egg breakfast sandwich. No. And so yesterday I literally was like, I got teary eyed and I was like, I really appreciate you like making me breakfast and
it's an egg sandwich.
That's why it's so dumb. Like, and putting out my vitamins because it makes me feel like you care about my health. And I really appreciate it. And he's just been like doing different things and it's fucking cool. I like it.
So my question to you is, mm-hmm. if this is a change.
Yeah.
From the norm. When you guys first moved in together, none of this was happening, right?
Yeah, and you know, it was like that, and then we sat down and had a talk because I noticed a lot of things that he wasn't helping out with. Mm-hmm. And then we sat down and had a discussion because I was like, I feel like I'm doing all of these things and like
I gotta make all the egg sandwiches around here. Nobody else making the egg sandwiches for me.
Like all the chores, like everything. And he wasn't and he explained to me too, like back in Stockton in our hometown, he took very good care of his dad and he just had to do all the things for his dad because his dad would not. And so when we moved in together, here I am and I'm just doing all these things naturally just because that's how I operate and that's how I was taught. And so he took a step back and was allowing me to do all the things. And then I started it was stressing me out because I felt like I was doing all these things for work. And then I felt like I was doing all these things in my home life and I just didn't have a chance to like breathe.
Right.
And so after we had that discussion / me like have a meltdown, he actually like has been listening to me. So I guess for me, what makes me so emotional is because it, like, from my upbringing, seeing how sometimes things can go wrong and you bring up issues that you're upset with and you ask someone to do something, typically they don't happen. So to see someone actually hear me out and like,
yeah, it's nice.
You know, it's nice.
Do you think it's long lasting?
I do, because I'm learning. I feel like the kind of relationship that we both want to build because we both have an idea of what we don't want from like our past, from our parents, all of these things that we discuss. And like we have these conversations all the time, one, to better understand each other, and two, just to be better together because we're alone out here.
Right.
And so it's like he's the only person I have. So I want to make sure that in this that emotional way. So I want to make sure our relationship is strong because it's like, I can't just like ignore him. Who the fuck else is he going to talk to if I get pissed?
Me.
You know what I mean?
he can call and vent to me anytime.
Exactly.
And I'll put it on the air.
Yeah. But I think like the more he does those things, the more I want to do other little things for him too. And so we're like balancing that out for each other.
But be honest, was there an instance where, because I feel like a lot of garage boy talk has quieted. And it's like the only content you have, like it's mm-hmm. like that's like your thing because it's like all you got here. Right. Mm-hmm. That and working out and the show. That's pretty much the main things you do here.
Yeah.
So I feel like there should be a ton of especially new relationship, moving in together, this, that. But I feel like we're not getting any of those stories right now. So my question to you is, did something happen where he's like, that made me feel uncomfortable, you talking about it?
No, honestly, I feel like we're just trying to, as lame as this sounds, we're just trying to acclimate to the times because there's literally nothing to do.
Yeah, I feel
like
that.
There's literally nothing to do. Nothing. So like when you're like, how'd your weekend go? Like we literally did house shit and went and got pizza and came home and watched fucking Netflix because there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
So we're in like.
But this is a cute story though. I think toothpaste on the toothbrush.
Yeah.
That's a cute story.
Yeah.
That would suffice as a good relationship thing for us to talk about. We can find like a spin on it, you know, to like put on it.
Yeah.
Because Jess is like, why don't you talk about your stuff? And I'm like, y'all literally, they ain't no stuff. And I ain't trying to hide nothing from nobody. Mm. There ain't no talking. Mm. There ain't no girls. There ain't no nothing. I honestly feel exhausted.
Which is good. You need some space.
Just, yeah. By the idea of dating right now, honestly, it feels terrible.
Yeah.
For a lot of different reasons. One, because I'm just like you. I'm ready to be done with all the, like, what the hell is, I don't trust nobody, okay? Mm-hmm. I don't trust you to be in my space with no COVID.
I know. I feel like once the vaccines hit, you'll
I'm
be
gonna be smashing.
Yeah.
Okay?
See, that's a whole other element to it. Yeah.
But that's, until then, like, I promise you, I'm not trying to hide anything. I'm just like, another hide. You know, I'm still kind of like, I don't know that I'm grieving Miss California. I'm not really like grieving it.
Yeah.
I'm like accepting it though. I'm like in a good place with it. But yeah, like there's not really a thing. Now, back to the topic. If a guy starts acting abnormally nice, is there something to worry about here? But I didn't know it came post conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize. My ex-wife told me when we first got married, we didn't talk about this till like later on. But she was like, when we first got married, it was really hard because I felt like you just expected me to do the house stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and we never had a conversation about it. It was never like, you're going to cook, I'm going to clean, you're going to, it was never, it's like, she just kind of did it.
Yes.
And I just
allowed it.
But it wasn't like I wasn't not going to do it.
But you weren't trying to go out of your way to help.
I wasn't thinking about it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
She just kind of did it. And I just like let her do it. And like, cause I'm working really hard back then too. My early radio days and these times, I'd say I worked the hardest. So I was just kind of just grinding through and wasn't really thinking about it. And then she was like, hey, like, why am I cooking dinner every night? Like, why aren't you ever cooking? And I'm like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, what? Well,
yeah.
Huh? So I will be curious because the toothpaste one's a bit far. You can admit that, right?
Well, because... Well,
that's not necessary.
It's kind of like, I mean, I'm literally going to be there like less than 20 minutes after him and he... And that's what I'm thinking too. And I'm trying to like do those things. Like if I'm getting a glass of water in that moment, there's no reason why I couldn't also get him a glass of water just because...
Yeah.
Like why couldn't I do that? Like he needs hydration. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's just funny because you just get kind of like caught up in your...
Your own
your
shit.
Your task. Right. Of like, I'm here to brush my teeth.
Yes.
And move on. That, yeah. I mean, it was thoughtful. Mm-hmm. Is he cheating? Probably. I'm kidding, Jessica.
I can't stand you.
I'm going to come through that glass today.
Why?
It's literally about, because I've been putting up with your period for 48 hours now.
You're so, oh my God.
Yeah. Like, you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. Now we're not on the radio anymore. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, you've been a dick since last night. And I'm over your shit.
Since yesterday.
Yeah. He's like, oh, let me fucking tell you guys opens the call last night.
Tell me if I'm wrong. No, what? Let me tell the whole story. Jess comes in, and now I can tell you the real ass story.
Yeah.
This is where the real talk goes down over here, baby.
Fine.
She comes in yesterday. She's in a mood. I can tell.
How, dude?
Because this is period Jess.
No, I really want you to. I need you to give me explaining. Specific examples.
No, it's your attitude. It's just your attitude. Usually, you're a unicorn. 1 week out of the year. I mean, 1 week out of the month, you're not. And like, you're just like kind of normal. Kind of. I can just tell you got a short fuse. Like things will frustrate you a little bit more during this week.
Uh-huh.
Which
My
is fine.
My patience with you. You're, is that what you
with
mean?
With anything though, not just me. With anything, it's just shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just. I can tell the difference, right? Mm-hmm. So. I wasn't going to say anything because Jess and I are still getting used to like working with directly just one, like with each other.
Yes.
But you know, through my head, as I'm like going through this, I'm like, I wonder if like something happened that she wants to talk about because Jess and I are the same way. Like we have to talk about things and we'll feel better after talking about them. So I'm like, do I ask her if something's wrong because there's just something off? And I'm like, well, maybe. I mean, it's been a few weeks since her period. It's probably that, but I'm just going to leave it alone for today and see what happens.
And if you think it's probably that, then why wouldn't you just...
It could be something else. Because I look after you because I'm worried about you. Honestly, you're out here alone by yourself with your new boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And like, I want to make sure you guys are good.
Mm-hmm.
I have this weird sense of responsibility to make sure that you're good.
Then why don't you ask me in a nice way instead of being like, what the fuck is wrong with
because
you?
Because I don't know how... No, I didn't say
yes,
that.
Yes, you did, dude.
I did
dude.
Not say what the fuck's wrong.
Yeah, you're like, what's wrong with you? Why are you crying on TikTok? What's wrong with your period? Yes, and I don't think you realize that. Oh my God, I literally don't think you realize how you talk to me sometimes.
Let me finish the story.
Fine.
We'll catch up in real time, okay? So I was like, I don't know. I'm just going to leave it alone because if it's just period, then whatever, right? But I'll be honest. Like, I can just tell you kind of checked out of the show. One thing yesterday that was driving me crazy, didn't say anything about it, was like we were recording some stuff after the show. And while we were recording, you were like typing up some show stuff. And I was like, we're like recording right now though, you know? Like, it just seemed like you were just like mentally checked out. So I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. Then I go home and I get on TikTok. And the first video that pops up is Jess sitting here looking hella sad and eating berries and squirting Cool Whip
in my mouth
into her mouth.
To a sad song.
Yes.
Because mood.
And so I'm like, to me, that's like, okay, something, hang on. I have seen an alert on Inauguration Day. I want to make sure the world's not blowing up.
Which, by the way, it's to a song called Driver's License, which is trending, and that's all I was doing. But go on.
Everything's fine, by the way.
Pence just showed up to the...
Oh, did he? Did he come? Oh, damn!
He was coming. He was supposed to go.
Damn. This is so drama. This is drama.
Weird.
Why is nobody catching up with this whole damn season of Real House Husbands of the White House?
Like, I don't know.
Trump left Biden a note, and I'm so curious what that note says. I'm dying to find out what that thing says. Okay, so then I see this really, you look like concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And so I, at that point, men, if you see a girl like eating all this shit food and she's in a mood, you're probably going to assume
that she's like on her period or in some type of mood. Yes, you are correct in that sense. Yes.
And so Jess and I talk to each other every night at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't say, what's wrong with you, fucking beauty?
No,
I never said that to you.
I swear to you, I will. Okay,
I didn't cuss
tonight,
for sure.
But tonight, though, so you can hear, because I feel like you don't realize, it would be my attitude and reaction to you would be way different, but from your approach to me, because your approach is not like, you know, when we, because there, you and I will speak. We can speak to each other in a very caring manner when we want to take care of each other.
Yeah.
And then we don't. And so in that moment was not a caring, like, are you okay? Like, what are you doing on TikTok? Or even like a light, like that was not the tone at
okay.
all.
It, 25 days out of the month, that tone would have been fine, right?
Huh?
25 days out of the month, that tone would have been fine.
But here's the thing, though. You already said previously in the morning you thought something was wrong with me. You think my mood is off. And then you see me on TikTok. So why wouldn't you, already knowing that information and thinking something's wrong, why wouldn't you adjust the way you speak to me?
I didn't think it was bad. Is there a chance that maybe your filter's different this time of the month?
No.
It's not?
No.
So your filter's the same?
I'm just saying, sometimes you're just like, what's wrong with you?
I don't think I said what's wrong with
you.
Oh
my God.
Maybe I think I said something like, oh, it must be that time of the month because I saw you on TikTok eating.
You're acting crazy again. It must be that time of the month.
I don't think I said crazy.
Yes.
But,
oh my
but
God.
But I came in a joking manner, in a jovial manner.
Mm.
I'll give you that. That 25 days out of the month would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't fine.
And then I'm like, stop. And you're like, oh, I know. Ooh.
And I was like, tell me I'm wrong.
And then you keep pushing it in.
And wait. Am I wrong?
Huh?
Am I wrong?
No.
Okay.
I told you this morning.
Yeah.
So what?
Just asking questions.
Oh my God.
So how do you want to be handled this time of the month?
I literally told
you earlier. Just don't bring it up. Or
just
say,
be
are
nice.
You, okay. Just be nice.
Everything has to be like,
can you just tell me when you're on your period?
There she go again.
Can we just, that's a problem I had with our old show. Was like, I need to know. Like if I know, I can act accordingly. But if I don't know, I can't be expected to act a way to like, I'll always tell you what kind of mood I'm in. I'll come in, I'll be like, if I'm in a bad mood, I'll always be like, hey, listen,
okay,
here's the
deal.
Okay,
that's fine.
I'm like this today, just wanted to give you a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to wonder, you don't have to worry. Me and Miss California broke up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't tell you that because I want to save it for on the air. But I also didn't feel like it was affecting my mood that much.
Yeah.
But like when I was going through my divorce, I'd come up and hey, listen, yo, I'm having a hard day today. Didn't sleep well last night, straight
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, cool, got you. So can we just have like, can we make a pact with one another?
Mm-hmm.
And how would you like that to sound? Do you just want to straight up be like, hey, listen, I'm PMSing?
Yeah, I'll just tell you.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine with that. And then I will be more cognizant
mm-hmm.
and direct.
Of how much you pick at me?
Yes.
Because that's another thing too. When you know I'm agitated, you think it's fucking funny.
Yes.
And then you keep pushing and that shit pisses me the fuck off.
But it's funny to me.
To you.
To me. Because...
And cut that shit out.
It wouldn't bother you the rest. And I don't pick at you.
Yes. Oh,
I don't pick at you.
God.
No, I don't pick at you
You're
anymore.
Crazy.
I don't pick at you anymore in the time of the month. I pick at you the same every time, every day of the week. We pick at each other.
Mm-hmm.
You just can't handle it. But if I know.
But when I tell you to stop, you don't stop. That's what pisses me off. That's what pisses me the fuck off. If someone tells you to stop, then you need to stop.
I just...
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay.
It's just...
We need to understand that, though. That doesn't... That's not a playful thing.
No. I'm sorry if it strikes me as a little funny.
And then even on the air, you're like, I'm not... Oh, are you okay?
Because you told me to say, are you okay?
Yeah, but after I fucking said that, you were saying it in a shitty way and you knew that you were being shitty.
I'm not.
No, shut the fuck up. We'll bring that. We will bring back the tape player.
You can't tell me to shut the fuck up and tell me not to pick on you.
Dude, we will bring back the tape.
Let me say this.
Listen. Before the Merit Club spot... And I didn't catch it. You're like, oh, are you okay?
That was in jest.
No, but
we are a comedy show.
But right now, you're like, it was in. But that's the thing, though. It's funny to you.
I wish that women could experience women on their periods from men that don't understand it.
Oh my god.
From men that don't understand it.
Oh my god.
It's confusing. My god.
Okay.
You can't accept that it's confusing?
That's fine. You let me know when blood comes out of your pee-pee hole.
No, I think it's terrible.
Let me know.
I feel bad for you, but I can't course correct unless we talk about it.
Okay. For a whole day, we're going to get those pinchers, you know, those clip thingies, and pinch them right here thing.
You know me.
For 24 hours, constantly, the entire time.
World's biggest woman supporter right here. You know that. Straight up. I don't know what it's like. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no idea. It seems terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up.
Okay.
So, just tell me.
Okay.
And then I promise you, I'll be nicer.
Fine.
And I won't pick at you as much. But that picking on is going to roll over.
It's over.
You also have to give me an all clear. I'm going to keep a list in my phone of like things I wanted to pick on you for.
No.
But never did during that time of the week.
No.
The
Kamala's here. She here.
She show up?
Yeah. She's wearing blue.
Let me just say this. I'm glad these 4 years are over. I am. It was too wild. I don't care if you're a Trump supporter or not. I'm just saying it was too wild. It's been too wild. It's just been too crazy.
Yeah.
It ain't never been like this before in my 37 years. I couldn't even tell you who the Speaker of the House was before.
Yeah.
And then Lord knows below that, I couldn't tell you one cast of character. All these people we met all had their names and you knew it, all of them this last 4 years. I don't want that. I just told Jess today, I was like, I don't want to hear a word about politics for 4 years.
Yeah.
I want it to be so boring and so
just over it.
Just normal that we forget who these people are.
I know.
Just do your job.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be a reality show. I can't wait for the day that I can comfortably turn off my CNN notifications.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now I don't feel like it. I don't feel safe in this world to not know what the hell's going on. And it's not just presidential stuff.
Yeah.
But even with coronavirus.
I know.
I'm ready for just boring ass politics.
Yeah.
That we just don't care about. That we're like, wait, what?
I know.
How does this work? Who's our senator? I don't even know. I don't want to hear Larry Hogan's name after May.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So I don't want to care. I just do your job.
It's an everyday thing.
Make everything just boring again. Make America boring again.
Oh my God.
Should be the campaign.
Yeah. Low key.
You know?
Yeah.
Straight up. I had a topic I was going to bring up last week. We just didn't because we ran out of time. We save the wilder stuff for the Uncensored podcast. So I'm just going to warn you now. This is going to be one of those wilder topics because I'm just genuinely curious how most people handle the situation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Give out the phone number so people can call.
855 Kramer Jess.
Mm-hmm.
Two topics today. Number one, your man's nice. Is he cheating?
I hate you. I'm so over it.
I feel like my ex-wife was nicer than me when she was cheating.
Really?
I kind of wish she would have stayed cheating and we just...
Do you?
Stayed married.
Really?
It was probably the nicest she ever...
Oh,
it's probably the nicest... Well,
my God.
After the first year...
Hell no.
After the first year, yeah, I would say that was probably... things felt off, but she was nicer.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
So wait, you guys would just stay married and she would cheat on you and then you would cheat on her, but you guys would just still be married? Is that what you want? Would you be down
for
that?
Not now. Honestly, not. If you asked me that a couple of years ago, maybe.
Really?
I'm just saying, I felt like...
That's bad.
I felt a disconnect from her, but we weren't fighting as much. I think she just didn't care anymore, mm-hmm. you know? So it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice and quiet. Make relationships boring again.
Oh my God.
And that's what I'm looking for. Anyway, that's the first topic. If your man's being nice, is he cheating? Or is he just being nice? Which one?
It's fine.
I guarantee you'll get one call from somebody saying, my man was nice. I found he was cheating on me. I'm not saying garage is. I'm just saying.
It's whatever.
That could be a telltale sign.
Whatever. Whatever. It's okay. Now what? What's the next thing?
Before
you
we get to the next topic, don't forget to vote for us for the podcast magazine, because this content deserves to be number three, everyone.
No. This is
big
so,
ass national podcast, and we're over here.
Disgusting. Tell them what you're doing. Tell them what you did.
Sam, wait, will you vote really quick for us? We forgot to vote. We forgot to tell you to vote last month, and I'm afraid in the February issue we're going to fall off. And that's been like our one saving grace since we've been here. It's like, well, look, at least our podcast numbers are high.
Oh, my God.
So just text the word vote. I'm going to give you my phone number, though. 888-Kramer-8. V-O-T-E to 888-Kramer-8.
What's the website, though? Just a regular-ass website?
It's like podcastmagazine.com/hot50, I think.
Oh, okay.
If you just Google podcast magazine hot 50, it'll take you to the website that you need to go to. But yeah, if you could vote for Kramer and Jess Uncensored and Low Key Podcast and Certified Mama's Boy.
Yeah.
And then you want to refresh the page, vote for In the Garage.
In the Garage Boy.
Yeah. Which is number 16 this month. Everything's weird in the world. What is your sexual status at your parents' house? What is your sexual status at your parents' house?
Oh, no.
This podcast is terrible. No, I'm genuinely curious.
Tell them what
you
did.
No, that's the topic first, okay? 855
okay.
Kramer Jess.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
855 Kramer Jess. I'm just genuinely curious how much sexuality goes on at your parents' house.
Oh, my God.
And the reason I brought this up is because I told Jess that, I mean, I was at my parents' house for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And as a young man,
a 37-year-old man.
Whose testosterone is still high, by the way, ladies. Still got most of my hair.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Who is that man on TV right now? I don't want to know his name. That's how politics are going to go for me in 2021, baby. I pleasured myself in my parents' house. I did. And it felt weird.
How many days in before you decided to masturbate in your parents' home?
When you say it like that, it's terrible.
Because that's what it is. How many days were you at the house? On what day was it? Don't you dare lie.
I honestly don't remember. It's been like a month now.
I don't remember.
I don't. I mean, probably in the first couple of days.
Exactly. No self-control.
Jessica,
no, I'm, no
a,
respect.
I'm a man with needs.
No respect for Nancy. How dare you do that to her? I swear to you. The first time he told me that, I was pissed.
I don't even know how it came up.
I was so pissed because of Nancy.
Yeah, it felt weird. Now, my parents' house is very large, to be fair. So, like, it was nowhere near them.
But tell them what room you were in.
I was just, like, in the guest bedroom.
I thought you were in your sister's room.
No, I was next to my sister's room.
Oh.
No. Is that weird?
Are you lying? I thought you were in your sister's
room. No, I swear to you, I really wasn't.
Okay.
I was next to her room.
That's even terrible.
Okay. Just being next to your sister. And
just maybe being in your parents' house.
Yeah.
37 years old.
That's
you're
fine.
You're not 14. It's okay.
I mean, you expect me to go 2 weeks?
I do. I do because you are an adult and it's called self-control. Let's think about it this way. What would you have done? Tell me, what would you have done and how would you feel if your mother walked in? How would you feel if you did that to her? She's been through so much in her life. How would you feel if you...
She made it 68 years. I have to worry about that.
68 years. And then you do that to her.
Well,
this
not,
poor woman.
It's not the first time I masturbated in my mother's home, I'm sure, as a child.
I'm just saying. You guys do a podcast together. She's done so much for you. And you can't even keep your hands off of yourself for 2 weeks.
There's not a man on this planet that keeps his hands off himself for 2 weeks. There is not a man on this face of this earth.
I don't believe you.
I'm just genuinely curious.
It's just your parents in particular. I just couldn't, like, in that house. Your mother. Mom's Monday motivation. She's out here. She's just trying to, like, do her duty.
Well, when you went home to Stockton, Where did you stay with Garage Boy?
Even before Garage Boy or what? I mean,
no,
well,
like this actual holiday. Where did you guys stay? Did you stay at your parents' house?
No, we stayed at his parents' house.
Okay, did you have sex in his parents' house?
When his dad was gone.
That's just as bad.
No, it's not.
That's literally just as bad.
No, it's not. If no one is in the home and no one is there,
you think jerking off in a house is worse than having sex in your parents' house?
While your mom's in the house?
I would say
while your parents,
no, ma'am.
While your parents are in the house.
With you, there's two people being disrespectful. For me, there's just one.
Or your parents in the house. Or either of your parents
in the house. They're
asleep. That's what I'm saying. That shit was not happening when his dad was at the house.
They were asleep.
That doesn't matter. She could have woke up. She could have gotten up for a glass of milk. And you did that. She could have heard something and she's like, oh no, is my poor Steven okay? And she could have opened that door and ruined the rest of her life.
Hey, sweetie. I just wonder if most people respect their parents' house sexually or if they don't. You know what I mean? You're a person, your needs, you're a couple, you know? But like, it is pretty, let's be honest, it's pretty disrespectful. Yeah?
Yeah.
To have sex, to jerk, any kind of, anything sexual.
Yeah.
In hindsight, are you kind of like, damn?
No, it's pretty messed up, but I mean, like, dude, like, Garage Boy, though? Like, who am I to say?
That's true. Like, that's how you met. So.
Who am I to fucking talk? And you know what? I'm disgusted with myself.
See? That's what I'm saying. When you really step back and think about it, I understand that you're a person with your own needs. Okay? But
I hate myself.
I'm genuinely curious when you're in a situation where you find yourself in your parents' home. What is your sexuality like?
But I feel like it's on a different level of disrespect because everybody knows your mom on a personal level. So that's why it hits different. Your situation is just, it's a different case, my friend. It's a different case. We all just know her. And I can't imagine that happening in your home while she's sleeping. That's why I got mad.
Do you want to hear the music? I haven't played this before. This is the music back in the day when I was in Panama City. Anytime we talk about jerking off, this would be the music we played.
Ew.
Hey.
Oh, God, this gives me anxiety. This is terrible. This gives me anxiety.
That's funny. We're a little loose today, man. Anyway, you want to call us and let us know? Are we the only two people that are... We have zero respect in our parents' homes?
Don't put me in that.
You are!
No.
If there is bodily fluid shed in your parents' home, you're gross.
Technically, it was in the garage. It was outside.
You're gross times two. You've hooked up in both your parents' homes now. Are we the only ones? Or do you respect...
It's just the confines! It's Nancy, though. It's on some other level for you. I'm sorry.
I didn't do it with somebody else!
It's different, though. She was sleeping. Jimmy Mac and Nancy were sleeping and you disrespected them like that. And it's just different. It's different.
Tell me this isn't perfect music, though.
Turn it off. I hate it. I hate it. Turn it off.
All right. Will you call us 855-KRAMER-JESS, 855-KRAMER-JESS. I think you just have to type the J in. That'd be 7 digits. And be honest with us. You don't have to give your name if you don't want to. But do you respect the confines of your parents' homes when it comes to sexuality? All right.
And anything else you want to speak on? It's an open line.
You want to give us more topics things to speak on?
Yeah, that's it.
The inauguration?
That's it.
GDP?
Yeah, even if you're calling, you're like, hey. Bye.
Bye.
We would love that just as much. Turn this off.
Jess, that's a good topic, though. Not the sexuality one. I mean, that's a good topic for the podcast. But for the radio, it'd be like, if your man starts acting nice for no reason, what does that mean?
Sure.
Can we do that topic? You're going to be like, me.
No, it's fine.
I can't pick on you. I'm sorry.
See, this is...
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's going to take an adjustment. At least I recognize,
and cool.
I'm changing my mode.
I rest my case. I'm done.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're going to end early because we're over each other.
Yeah.
And I also want to go watch the inauguration.
Fine.
That's actually the only reason. Because I'd sit here and pick on her all day. We just go 5 hours.
I hate you. I literally cannot.
We are excited to get Jessica back next week. That's picking on!
You're such a
dick.
That's
saying I'm excited!
You're such a dick. Yes, it is.
You can follow me on social media.
Don't.
go and follow him.
Everyone and follow him now.
What if my social media went to zero?
Oh God, that'd be so funny.
It'd be so bad. I'm That Guy Kramer on Instagram. Together we are at Kramer and Jess.
I can't wait to post a video about you today.
A TikTok or what?
Yes.
I have a podcast that I do with my mother, who knows no different about what I do in that upstairs bedroom.
You tell her.
It's called Certified Mama's Boy, which has a whole new meaning to it now.
Like, come on! Come on! It's fucked up! I also have a podcast.
I don't know how to transition out of the show, to be honest with you. I'm at a loss for words.
You
right
guys
now.
Can follow me on Instagram and everything else at Just Do It, JESDUITT. I also have a podcast called Low Key. It's where I talk about my feelings and stuff.
AKA the Sad Girl Podcast.
It's not the Sad Girl Podcast. It's not. We don't like it when you call it that. My crew.
Who would you rather, Trump or Biden? I'm talking just looks only.
Don't disrespect them that way. I don't like that.
Mm-mm. Bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.